Hey Veritas, this is Sam Anderson and Jake Each, and you are listening to a special episode of the Beyond the Message podcast. Jake, why is it a special episode?
Well, this is Beyond the Message before the message, so we haven't even – Easter hasn't happened yet.
Which is wild.
We're like
when we're
traveling.
Recording.
Yeah.
When you're listening to it, it has.
Yeah. This time is this is Wednesday before Easter, so we can't talk about Beyond the Message because we haven't got there yet.
But – you know, Doc Brown and Marty McFly might show up here and, you know, threaten us with the continuation of the space-time continuum. I don't know.
Yeah. So day after Easter, we weren't going to record it. So we said, let's do it now.
Yeah. Sweet. So I think looking ahead, Jake, I think at this upcoming week, you know, before we were talking about this, like, yeah, do we want to do an overview of Holy Week and like the history of Easter? And Jake's like, let's wait. We need to do some studying, but I do have a fun fact before
yes,
we get into
it. Give the fun fact.
So last week, when you're listening, it's 2 weeks ago. So my oldest, Theo, was asking me like, well how do we know Jesus died on Friday?
Yeah,
so started looking
questions.
In. I'll put a link in here, but just like a timeline of Holy Week. But one of the things that stuck out to me that was just a fun fact is that – so Monday, Thursday, like we don't have a bunch of additional – like we don't have a bunch of additional gatherings throughout.
Right.
Now we do a service on Good Friday, kind of important.
Do you think we should start doing a foot washing service as a church?
No, and that's fun that you brought that up because the reason that like Holy Thursday or what's commonly referred to as Maundy Thursday, the reason it's Maundy, I always thought that was weird growing up. I was like, Monday, Thursday, what, let's make up.
Maundy.
It's because that comes from the Latin word mandatum, which we get our word mandate from. And so the mandate or command that's referencing is Jesus' command to his followers to love one another in John 13. So like of all the things that happened on that Thursday, that command, the Lord's Supper, the institution of the Lord's Supper, the disciples' foot washing.
There's like a lot going on Thursday.
There's a lot going on. But the early church picked out, like, we're going to call it Maundy Thursday. We're going to call it Mandate Thursday. Let's love one another.
Yeah, that's the mandate.
Yeah. So that was sweet.
Yeah.
Fun fact. So there you go. I'll throw a link into this this Holy Week timeline. It was fun reading.
Now it's like we need maybe to have a Thursday foot washing service.
Or we could just eat ribs and – share some brotherly love. Like, I think that'd be great.
That sounds good.
Yeah, let's do that. Jake, what are you looking forward to about this upcoming weekend? So looking like specifically Good Friday, Easter Sunday, or some people call it Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to?
I mean, Easter is kind of the Super Bowl for Christianity. Without the resurrection, everything falls apart. The fact that the tomb is empty is shapes – all that we believe in, the motivation for our how we live and our hope is founded in that. So big deal. Now, sometimes as a pastor, you have this love-hate relationship with Christmas and Easter because it's like
– what do you mean by that?
Well, I love it because you're talking about the birth of our Savior and the resurrection of our Savior. It's something we have to celebrate and it's awesome and I love it. And then like as a preacher, sometimes there's like – hey, I brought my friend. Don't mess up. You know? Kind of like this is a high visitor, which I love. That's awesome that
sweet.
We have visitors come in more often on those holidays. But there's also like a temptation to be extra cute. It's like, well guess what we're going to talk about? The resurrection. Like there's not going to be this fancy angle, nor do I think there should be like keep it simple and simple is amazing. But sometimes there's like, what are you going to talk about this year? Same thing we talked about last year and the year before that.
Yeah.
Now coming at it from different passages, but that can make the holiday.
There's a family that they've moved away recently, but I won't forget this. They were here for quite a long time. But one of their daughters at one point when they like pulled up Easter Sunday, this was maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, pulled up Easter Sunday and the daughter from the backseat goes, oh man, this is a church with the trumpets. Cause like, hey, we do like, we'll have a big choir. We bring out the brass band.
But like, she didn't like that.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of the trumpets.
I made sure to tell all of our brass players.
Yeah, like, you got one hater out there.
This girl hates this church because of you guys. Thankfully, she doesn't associate that with our actual church body that still gathers at 509 3rd Street.
Those obnoxious horn players.
But it's also that. It's like, what would happen if like there's like the big fanfare for Easter Sunday and you show up and it's like somebody with an acoustic guitar and a cajon.
And
we're
going to
preach.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to sing just as loud.
And then the big Sunday is the next Sunday.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we just had a big Sunday with baptisms.
Yeah, that is sweet.
And, so what I'm looking forward to is just really a chance to call people. So you're going to have your regulars there that's like, I'm here because it's Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was here last Sunday. Yeah. I'll be here next Sunday. Then you're going to have the people that are here that I'm here often, but I'm definitely here now because it's Easter. And then you're going to have people that's like, I'm never here but Easter or Christmas.
Yeah.
So you got like a lot of people at different places spiritually in one service. Plus the people that it's like, I'm not even a Christian, but
yeah,
it's Easter. My family invited me. So there's a lot represented, and I want to call people to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Like this, we're not tricking anybody. You're coming to a church. You know what's going to happen. I want to call people to follow Jesus. If you don't follow Jesus, I want to call you to do that. If you kind of follow Jesus, I want to call you to radically follow Jesus.
Yeah.
If you are passionately following Jesus, I want to encourage you to keep passionately following Jesus. And I think the resurrection is the motivate. Like the tomb's empty, and that has real implications on our life. So I'm looking forward for the opportunity to just – there's no better invitation in all of life than that. So to be able to make that is such a privilege.
What's the Good Friday, Easter Sunday saying connection? Like the cross is so wonderful because the tomb is – now empty.
Yeah.
Like that, the connection of like, it's not just that Jesus died for our sins, but also raised from the dead to prove that he was who he said he was and came to do what he came to do and has freely offered eternal life.
Yeah. He didn't just die. He beat death.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
That's good. That's sweet. What do you, I mean, you kind of alluded to this, but maybe broader. So if that gets lived out, you're calling people to passionately follow Christ. You're calling people to consider what that looks like. To, like, I'm not doing this. Is this for me? Like, is this what God is telling me to do? So what do you hope to see God do this Easter, this Sunday? Like,
I hope it's a beautiful disruption. Nobody puts on their Easter clothes and comes to church on Easter Sunday when it's just a celebration of good news, thinking we're going to go hear some good music. We're going to go get brunch afterwards. We're going to take some family pictures. We're going to hunt for some – like it's a holiday. Let's have fun. I don't think anybody's walking in saying, please convict me. Make me uncomfortable. Help me examine my authenticity as a follower of Christ. So I hope there's a beautiful disruption where I think the scales of our eyes kind of come back and we're pulled out of – the holiday of Easter and pulled into the reality of Easter. So my hope would be that there would be people that just get absolutely wrecked and captivated by who Jesus Christ is, what he's done, and have a stirring in them to be passionate followers of him. So if that's not always on people's Easter radar because like, let's just go have a good time. You're going to hear cool music. Sometimes this pastor says some jokes. We'll have a good time. I hope through all of that, it's, boy, I was wrecked with this desire to follow Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, I think one of the cool things too is there is still just like a cultural expectation of familial gathering. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's good. But what an opportunity. So as you're talking about disruption, where it's like if the conversation isn't so focused on the pulled pork or I don't know, what's for dinner.
Yeah.
If it's not on that, but it's on like,
what is the traditional Easter? It's ham.
Ham balls. That's what ham balls. Like
Jess
like meatballs.
Always makes those smoked ham. Really, but like just a spiral ham. That's the go-to, right?
Yeah. I guess. That's not what we did. I guess we're more Scandinavian or Norwegian.
What do you do?
Like handballs.
Oh, that's yeah. Yeah.
I don't. That's what my mom's making on
Saturday.
It sounds
like you're saying handballs.
No.
Ham balls.
H-A-M-B-A-L-L-S. Okay. Like a meatball, but yeah. Specific to ham.
Yeah.
It's like glazed, yeah. sweet honey glaze on it. Be great.
Sounds good.
I don't know. I don't do the food in our family. Never have. I just show up to eat it. What can I – how can I help? What can I carry?
That's tell a contribution.
Yeah. No, that's good. But if the conversation was less about the food.
Yeah.
And more about like, oh, I'm not doing that, or yeah. I need something to change, and how does that happen? And mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be sweet if, you know, there's more pages of Bibles turning Sunday afternoon than there are just Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
That's great.
I don't know. Anything else? This might be the shortest episode of this podcast we ever do.
Well, because I haven't said anything yet.
Yeah, that's great.
It's like haven't gone beyond anything.
We are going before.
Yeah.
This is before the message. Before.
Hope it goes well.
hope it goes well. Yeah. It'll be great. No, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it is sweet. It's always a high energy celebratory time. But it's also interesting that we have it's not like the point of Good Friday isn't to like make you desolate and like mm-hmm. just go be sad.
Right.
But also like Sunday's coming, but also like
it's already come. Historically, it's already come.
It's happened. But also we're remembering like the consequences of sin is severe.
Yeah.
Like the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. And it's not like the gloom and doom like scare you into believing, but it is like there's weight. Mm-hmm. There's weight to our sin that's been paid, or there's weight to your sin right now that has not yet been paid for because you are not in Christ. Mm-hmm. So what does it look like to consider that?
Yeah. The gospel comes together in this weekend in a historical way that we get to remember.
That's pretty sweet. Awesome. Well,
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Church, super thankful. We obviously don't have any listener questions unless somebody else is time traveling with us right now. That'd be great if one came in right now. No. But if you have any questions about Sunday or Easter, we'll come back to those next week. So still feel free, click the link in the digital program. Send those questions in. We love continuing to be able to do that. Jake, looking forward to Friday and Sunday with our church family, celebrating the resurrection of Christ and the life that we now have, and the eternal hope that we have, for forever.
Yeah.
That's great. Church, join us again next week for another irregular episode. Hopefully it'll be better.
We'll actually be beyond it.
Yeah. We'll be beyond the message then. Join us again next week. Love y'all.